Chapter 4. A Razzle-Dazzle Rehearsal. The new and improved traveling stage setup, which had been recently built for the Humble and Penitent Trixie's Great Equestrian Apology Tour, was officially back in Ponyville. It was quite grand. A true step up from the rinky-dink stage Trixie used to drag from town to town. Two large posters depicting a dramatic Trixie inside a ring of fire hung on either side of the wooden platform. Shimmery curtains held up by cardboard stars were draped above. A spotlight illuminated the center of the stage, and exciting music blasted from the speakers. It was more than enough to draw attention. Sure enough, it wasn't long before curious ponies began to gather and wait in anticipation of the show. Backstage, Starlight Glimmer stole a peek through the shiny blue curtains at the growing crowd. She hoped Trixie was right about the safety of her daring display. Whatever happened, Starlight would do her best to defuse the situation and protect every pony, even if that meant shooting wayward force fields everywhere to do so. "How do I look?" Trixie asked, striking a pose in her old purple starry hat and cloak. She smiled devilishly. "Don't tell me. I already know."
"You look great," Starlight lied, forcing an encouraging smile. "Powerful."
In truth, the costume now appeared lackluster in comparison to the extravagant stage. Perhaps Trixie had been right earlier about needing a new cloak.
"That means the great and powerful Trixie is ready to attempt the Tears of the Dragon."
Trixie tossed the silver whistle to Starlight Glimmer. "You remember your cue?" Starlight nodded. "When you say, 'Behold the fearsome dragon,' I blow the whistle." Starlight pointed her hoof at a hose.
"And then I turn that on after you tickle the beast?"
"Yes!"
Trixie's eyes were alight with a fiery determination. It was not unlike the one that had possessed her when she wore the cursed Alicorn amulet and tried to control all of Ponyville. Trixie giggled with glee.
"It's going to be so dangerous and impressive."
Starlight shot her an admonishing look.
"What?"
Trixie replied innocently. "That's the name of the game." Without further ado, Trixie trotted over to the side and pulled a lever. The curtain swung apart, and the blue unicorn stepped out onto the stage. The audience stomped their hooves on the ground in applause. They'd been waiting a long time, which always amped up the anticipation to an appropriate level.
"Welcome, mares and gentle colts, to the greatest show, the most memorable feat you will ever lay eyes upon."
Trixie did a theatrical twirl. Her pale blue mane and tail whipped out in time with her cloak.
"The great and powerful Trixie's one-of-a-kind stunt, the Tears of the Dragon! I have yet to even test out this daring feat."
The crowd gasped. Trixie smiled gleefully and continued on.
"So, if you are faint of heart, avert your eyes. If you care to witness the glory of my magical prowess, do not dare to tear them away. Behold the fearsome dragon," Trixie said through her gritted teeth smile.
Starlight trotted on stage, eyes darting around. She blew the whistle. At once, the entire crowd felt the fiery heat of the gigantic beast. Trixie tried to raise her hooves way up high to gesture toward the approaching dragon, but suddenly her right forehoof seemed extra heavy. She struggled with its weight, barely lifting it the height of her shoulder. The crowd gasped. Trixie's hoof was pulsating with an eerie golden glow.